Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana and from the respective parish journals as evidence at track numbers 44089 through 44096 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, the revised statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest, there were no letters of protest for today's sale. Notification of tracts to be withdrawn from today's sale. Track numbers 44091 and 44092 will be recommended to be withdrawn and will be taken up in the nomination and tract committee meeting. All bids received on this track will be returned unopened at the conclusion of today's board meeting, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on track 44089, advertised as 4,732 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Energy 21 Onshore LLC. Energy 21 Onshore LLC. The bid is for a 2-year primary term with a cash payment of $198,744. $198,744. Or a per acre value of $42. Annual rentals are $99,372. $99,372. Royalties are 25%. As additional consideration, this proposal is for an exclusive geophysical agreement type 3 and is made in accordance with the following additional considerations. One, the cash bonus reflected herein, $198,744, is for an initial term of 18 months. An additional rental fee, $99,372, is for an option term of 6 months beginning upon the termination of the initial term. Two, should the geophysical survey as contemplated not be conducted within the initial term or the option term, then a liquidated damage payment in the amount of $198,744 will be tendered within 30 days of the occurrence of the default. Three, should Energy 21 Onshore LLC elect to acquire a lease or leases covering a portion of portions of the lands subject to this proposal, such lease or leases will be acquired in accordance with the terms and provisions of the exclusive geophysical agreement type 3 with a primary term of 3 years, b, a bonus payment based upon $600 per acre, C, an annual rental payment based upon $300 per acre, and D, a royalty of 25%. Four, within 90 days of its delivery to Energy 21 Onshore LLC, a copy of any 3D data so acquired as it covers and affects lands subject to the exclusive geophysical agreement will be delivered to the appropriate state of Louisiana agency. We received one bid on track 44091, advertised as 95 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 35 acres. The bidder is Refuge Properties, LLC, Refuge Properties, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,625. $2,625, or a per-acre value of $75. Annual rentals are $1,312.50. $1,312.50. Royalties are 20%.
Excuse me, Emil. I believe you read that track wrong, incorrectly, that the bid was on track number 44090.
Correct.
I think you bid said 44091.
For the record, again, track 44090 contained 35 acres, was by Refuge Properties, LLC, three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,625 or a per-acre value of $75 with an annual rental of $1,312.50 and royalties of 20%. All right, moving on. Tracks 44091 and 44092 are recommending to be withdrawn. We received one bid on track 44093, advertised as 1,726 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 303 acres. 303 acres. The bidder is Sunnyside Resources, Inc. Sunnyside Resources, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $50,025. $50,025, or a per-acre value of $175. Annual rentals are $26,512.50. $26,512.50. Royalties are 20.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 44094. We did receive one bid on track 44095, advertised as 789 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 52 acres. 52 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,000. $13,000, or a per-acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $6,500. $6,500. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 44096, advertised as 2.23 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $680.15. $680.15, or a per-acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $340.08. $340.08. Royalties are 25%. That will complete the reading and opening of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of bids meetings. Committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you. Good morning. I need to make a correction, and I'd like to reopen the opening of the biz meeting to make a correction on one of the bids that were read on one of the tracks. On track number 44093, the bid by Sunnyside Resources was read into the record as $50,025 as the bonus. The bonus payment actually should have read $53,025. I just wanted to correct that in the record, and we will adjourn now. Thank you.
Good morning. We'll go ahead and get started with the committees. Barrow, I think you have lease review committee.
Good morning. Roll call, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Briette, Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Klein, Mr. Hike. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting, and I designate Mr. Calvert and Mr. Bradbury to please present the agenda.
Good morning, Chairman Smith, members of the board. I'm here to present the Lease Agenda Committee. Today, each member should have in their book a copy of this agenda. There are approximately 1,751 active state leases covering approximately 730,000 acres. Since the last review committee meeting, the G&E Engineering Division has reviewed some 151 leases covering 34,000 acres. And of those 151 leases, there are 8 leases covering 5 fields discussed in more detail today. On September 25th, 2014, Hillport Southwest Asset Team traveled to Baton Rouge and met with the staff to discuss development plans on multiple state leases, some of which are to be discussed before this committee today. Let's begin with State Lease 1170, Hog Bayou Field. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on October 9, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Hillcorp Energy's report and that Hillcorp meet with the staff on September 10, 2014 to present a plan of development for this lease. The summary of the plan of development meeting provided on 2014 wellbore activity included return to production, the state lease 1170-1A-1 well, 6 slick line operations and downhole surveys on 4 wells. Current future plans include field study and initial stage on field pays, seismic reprocessing over field, a potential 2015 single drillable prospect, and a recomplete 2 wells. Staff also introduced discussion to Hillcorp of the need to place this lease on a drill or release schedule. Hillcorp's legal counsel requested opportunity to both review the staff's proposal and to be given time to make a reply to the staff. Now I have some last minute update on this. Spoke with Hillcorp's legal counsel this morning, and they are willing to offer approximately 300 acre release on the northeast corner of the lease. That changes our recommendation today somewhat. Our recommendation would be first to accept Hillcorp's report, and within 60 days, Hillcorp should execute approximately 300-acre release, and that Hillcorp meet with the staff by October 10, 2015 on a development plan to present to the staff. Moving on to State Lease 2038, Deep Lake Field. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. We last reviewed this lease on April 9, 2014. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Hillcorp until April 10, 2015 to present a plan of development for this lease. The summary of that meeting provided, the September 25th meeting gave Hillcorp opportunity to group this newly acquired lease with others within the Southwest asset team. Hillcorp has been actively drilling wells over state mineral acreage in the western portion of the Deep Lake field and is beginning to increase activity in the eastern portion of the field, which includes State Lease 2038. Field study in the final stage of completion has revealed three drill prospects affecting State Lease 2038. They anticipate drilling a 15,000-foot well in the southern portion of the lease in the first quarter of 2015. Staff recommends accepting Hillcorp's report and that Hillcorp meet with the staff by October 10, 2015 to report on development activities over this lease. Moving on to State Lease 3306 and State Lease 4011 Redfish Point. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed these leases on October 9, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Hillcorp's proposed partial release of approximately 200 acres from State Lease 4011 and grant Hillcorp until September 10, 2014 to present a plan of development for State Leases 3306 and 4011. The summary of the plan of development meeting provided, the staff was provided a copy of an executed partial release of 187 acres of State Lease 4011. Their 2014 well bore activity included running a P&L in the State Lease 3306 number 17 well to evaluate uphole potential and perform plug back on the State Lease 4011 number 15 to reduce water cut. Current future plans include return production on the State Lease 3306 number 7 well, plug back the 3306 number 15 well, and recomplete the 3306 number 17 and number 10 well. Staff recommends accepting Hillcorp's report and that Hillcorp meet with the staff by October 10, 2015 to report on development activities over the lease. And lastly, a report from Cox Operating on State Lease 2220, 2221, 4039, and 4147 in the Eloy Bay and Half Moon Lake fields. Committee last reviewed these leases on November 13, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Cox report, and they be granted until October 9, 2014 to provide an update of field development affecting these leases. By letter dated October 7th, Cox reported that the overhaul work on their production facilities that began in 2013 has now been completed at the expense of approximately $4.15 million. Cox has been involved in litigation on several oyster leases that have negatively affected their oil and gas operations. Their attempts to settle with some parties have been successful, while others have not. The field study that Cox contracted out to a third party has been completed, and it resulted in identifying new reserves over their leasehold. The State Lease 16158 number 3 and number 4 wells were drilled and completed during the spring of 2014 and is estimated to contribute approximately 123 barrels to the field. After spending approximately $1 million, Cox's program to analyze and service inactive well bores is nearing completion with over 95% service. Staff recommends accepting Cox's report, and they be granted until October 10, 2015 to provide an update of field development affecting these leases. Are there any questions? That concludes my portion of lease review. There were no updates on force majeure from Mr. Bradbury.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Are there any public comments at this time? Need a motion or a second to accept and approve all the reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff. I have a motion from Mr. Sanders. Second from Mr. Cordero. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Sanders. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Track Evaluation Committee meeting. At this time, we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Bruyette, Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein, Mr. Hike. We have a quorum, and I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee. Good morning, Emil.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 8 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the November 13, 2013 mineral lease sale, this office received 104 nominations for advertisement. The next item has to do with staff recommending to withdraw tracts 44091 and 44092, situated in Concordia Parish, due to incorrect advertisement. The next item deals with 99 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the January 14, 2015 lease sale, pending approval by the board for advertising. For the January 8, 2014 mineral lease sale, this office received 58 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the January 14, 2015 lease sale.
Motion and second to accept staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Chute, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the last item is a presentation entitled Nominating to Leasing. Today I would like to share with you the process leading up to the State Mineral and Energy Board awarding a mineral lease on state or state agency-owned lands and water bottoms. Every month at the Nomination and Track Committee meeting, a staff report is given stating how many nominations were received pending board approval for advertising for a future lease sale, how many tracts were advertised for the present lease sale, what tracts are being withdrawn subject to board approval, and what tracts are affected by letters of protest, if any. Nominations are received in the Office of Mineral Resources Petroleum Land Section every month for an upcoming lease sale. The deadline for receipt of nominations is the fourth Monday of each month, unless a holiday should fall on that date. Nominations are usually submitted by industry or prospective leaseholders. However, OMR, through its staff, is also authorized by the board to submit nominations for state lands or water bottoms for advertisement. An example would be unleased state or state agency-owned lands or water bottoms situated in a producing unit or adjacent to a producing well. State agencies are authorized to directly lease their lands for the development and production of minerals. Revised Statute 30:151 defines agency to mean levee districts, drainage districts, road districts, school districts, school board or other board, commissions, parish, municipalities, state universities, state college, state penal or charitable institutions or agency, unit or institution of the state or subdivision thereof. School boards are authorized to lease 16 section lands for the development and production of minerals. However, these agencies may by resolution requests that the State Mineral and Energy Board lease their lands in the manner provided by statute and in accordance with OMR's customary procedures. When a party is interested in leasing an area for exploration purposes that contains state or state agency lands or water bottoms, the party submits to OMR in a timely manner a nomination packet for an upcoming lease sale. The nomination packet generally contains a letter of application, a written property description, a plat, a DXF or digital exchange format, which will be explained shortly, and a check for $400 for each nomination. The letter of application contains the applicant's ID number, name, address, contact information, type of nomination, whether it be a state or a state agency, an inland or an offshore tract, as well as acreage nominated and the parish where the acreage is located. The digital exchange format, the DXF, referred to earlier, are essentially lines and points placed into a computer program. The information is exploded and the lines and points convert into a polygon representing the written description. By definition, a polygon is a closed plane figure bounded by three or more line segments. The written property description is in the form of Lambert XY coordinates or section, township, and range, which we commonly refer to as an aliquot description. All state-owned land water bottoms are described in Lambert XY coordinates, while tax adjudicated properties, vacant state lands, and school indemnity lands are described by aliquot description. When a tax debtor owing immovable property in Louisiana fails to pay taxes on that property, the tax collector for the parish wherein the property is located is authorized by law, after proper notice, to offer the property for sale at an advertised public sale. Prior to 1974, immovable property offered for such a tax sale that was neither sold nor redeemed was adjudicated to the state and is commonly referred to as tax adjudicated lands. Beginning in 1974, such immovable property is adjudicated to the parish as owner. Title to state vacant lands originating in the United States of America was transferred by various congressional acts to the state of Louisiana. Examples of vacant state lands include swamp and overflow lands, internal improvement lands, and swamp indemnity lands. By a congressional act in 1841, Louisiana was granted the right to select title to some 500,000 acres of vacant federal land under the internal improvement program. The state could sell such lands for not less than $1.25 per acre and use the revenue therefrom to dig canals, build roads, and do other things to encourage settlers to move into the state. For Louisiana, perhaps the greatest title transfer of all were the Swamp Land Grant Acts of 1849 and 1850, which authorized the state to select and request title to any vacant public lands that were swampy in character and nature. Consequently, from that period to the present time, title was conveyed to some 10 million acres of swamplands. The majority of swamplands selected from the United States government by the state of Louisiana were either sold to private individuals or transferred to levee boards created in various parts of the state. These levee boards, in turn, were authorized to sell land or timber to private citizens and use the revenue therefrom to build levees, roads, canals, and other activities to encourage settlement. The United States government reserved each Section 16 in each township in Louisiana for school purposes, and these lands are referred to as Section 16 school lands. when a Section 16 was lacking full acreage, that being 640 acres, in a township, the United States government set aside other lands in the state for the benefit of the lacking township and permitted the state of Louisiana to select acres therefrom in lieu of the Section 16 school lands. These lands so selected are commonly referred to as school indemnity lands. The state holds title to these lands in trust for public school purposes, and these lands may be leased for the development and production of minerals by the State Mineral and Energy Board only. Revised Statute 3126A expressly states that no lease of state lands or water bottoms shall contain more than 5,000 acres. However, this board, by resolution years ago, implemented a limitation of no more than 2,500 acres for nominations or lease. The Petroleum Land Section staff processes the information from the nomination packets and prepares it for advertising. An example of a nomination number for a November tract would be 11-2014-01, with 11 representing the month, 2014 representing the year, and 01 representing the first nomination. When the board grants staff the authority to advertise, the number of each nomination is changed to a five-digit tract number, such as the tract for today's lease sale, tract 44096. Why do the numbers change? This office receives nominations for an upcoming lease sale every month. To distinguish which nominations receive board authority to advertise, the numbers change from 11-20-1401 to track 44096. Other than that, there is no difference in the nomination number and the track number. The Petroleum Land Section creates a monthly notice of publication, commonly known to us as the NOP. The NOP is an informal publication for the convenience of and as an accommodation to prospective bidders. The NOP can be found on OMR website. It contains general guidelines, track numbers, with a description and a plat, and special notes. By law, the board must publish in the official journal of the state, which is the Advocate, and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located, an advertisement which must appear in these journals not more than 60 days prior to the date for the opening of the bids. The advertisement shall contain a description of the land proposed for leasing, the date, time, place, where sealed bids shall be received and publicly opened. A statement that the bid may be for the whole or any particular described portion of the land advertised. The royalty demanded should be the board deem it to be in the interest of the state to call for bids on the basis of a fixed royalty, and any other information the board may consider necessary and appropriate. OMR can receive sealed bids on monthly lease sales until 12 noon, the day before the bids are opened. The sealed bids are publicly open at the time and place mentioned in the advertisement, which is the second Wednesday of every month, which is exactly what was done at 8:30 this morning. However, yesterday being a holiday, we received bids for today's lease sale up to 4:30 p.m. on Monday. At the conclusion of the opening and reading of the bids, a technical staff of OMR personnel reviews all bids and make recommendations to the board for acceptance or rejection of any board meeting at the regular board meeting to convene at 11 o'clock a.m. Some bids are rejected for insufficient consideration, which may result in a recommendation to the board to re-advertise the property with required minimums. Insufficient considerations could be low bonus amount, a rental amount less than one-half the bonus consideration, or a low royalty amount. Any party interested in submitting an application to nominate state-owned lands or water bottoms for mineral leasing, or interested in submitting a bid for a mineral lease, is required to register and renew registration annually with the Office of Mineral Resources prior to submitting an application or bid. The party shall provide a detailed record web page printout obtained from the Louisiana Secretary of State indicating the entity's current status with the submission of the application form. As required by revised statute 30:123.1, all prospective leaseholder registration must be renewed annually by January the 31st of each year. If renewal is not received prior to January the 31st, the registrant's name will be removed from OMR's registration list, and this party cannot and will not be awarded a state lease nor approved for assignment or transfer of a state lease. If an applicant wishes to withdraw a nomination before the tract has been advertised for state or state agency mineral lease, he shall submit a letter requesting withdrawal of the nomination to the staff. No tract can be withdrawn after it has been advertised unless it fails to comply with legal, procedural, or technical requirements. If a party wishes to protest the leasing of a state or state agency tract, he shall submit a formal letter of protest to the board at least 7 days prior to the monthly meeting of this board. The letter of protest shall reference the appropriate tract number, parish, state mineral lease sale date, as well as set forth the source and the nature of the title claim, how and when acquired, and by what legal process. Once these processes are satisfied and this board authorizes the lease of state or state agency lands, the Petroleum Land Section prepares lease instruments previously awarded at the lease sale for execution and recordation. The mineral lessee has 20 days from the date of the certified mail receipt to return to OMR one fully executed lease which contains the recordation data from each parish wherein the lease is recorded. Failure to return a fully executed lease within this 20-day period may result in forfeiture of the lease, including the cash payment and 10% leasing fee. Of course, OMR staff makes every effort to secure the recorded lease prior to taking such aggressive action against the lessee. Once the lease is approved, executed, recorded, and returned to OMR, it is up to the lessee to perform in accordance with the lease terms. Monitoring and ensuring that the lease is properly maintained is the responsibility of OMR's Petroleum Lands and Geological and Engineering Sections. This monitoring process continues throughout the life of the lease. Hopefully, this information has been informative. I welcome the opportunity to answer any questions you may have.
Senators, please. I want to thank you for this erudite report this morning and staff gathering this information. Benefit of the board and the public for that. I'm sure it's a matter of record and will be maintained, because anybody in the oil and gas business would need to know a lot about this to be able to do business with the board and with the state and with the board. Thank you very much. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks. Thank you, sir.
Any other questions? Mr. Hike?
I do have a question. Mike, why are you smiling at me when I want to ask a question?
I like you.
Okay. Mr. Fontenot, you and I talked about this briefly before the meeting started, and this is very, very good, and I appreciate it. It kind of clears things up for me as an old country lawyer, me and Mr. Saunders here from Lake Charles. But I was interested in whether or not a lessee at some point in time within this process is evaluated for its solvency. And I was looking at right in the beginning where you talk about the packet, and then later on when you make mention of the entity's current status and the detailed report that must accompany. It doesn't say anything about solvency, and maybe I'm off base, but as I think about that process, I think about back in the day in the 1990s when there were no solvency requirements of any sort for insurance companies applying to do business in the state, we ran into significant problems. Should there be, or is there in some other area of the law, some solvency requirement for someone who is applying to develop estate lands?
The procedures that are in place was here before I got here, and I think registering with the Secretary of State's office is a comfort level that we feel that we move forward with. Now, there's some other people here that may have want to expound on that, but that's about the extent of it that I can share with you.
Well, for instance, my law firm is registered with the Secretary of State's office under an LLP, and you know what? I wouldn't be solvent enough to engage in some type of leasing which would be able to develop a mineral lease for the state and be beneficial to the state. To me, that doesn't really satisfy it, so I was looking for something else.
The answer is no. There is no such legal requirement nor authorization for the staff or the board on its face to reject an applicant on solvency grounds. I mean, certainly if there was some, you know, findings related to that or there'd been a past history, then maybe so. But there's no requirement in the law for them to provide solvency, and I can't think of a legal mechanism that we have at present that would allow us to require them to do so before they could bid.
And I'll add to Mr. Seidman's comments. That's one of the issues we're working on with the new lease form. We believe the greatest risk is at the assignment transfer level because many of the bids are awarded to brokers, and the company who's really going to do the production would be caught at the assignment level. And that's an issue we're still trying to work on, coming up with some procedures and wording for the new lease form.
Well, that certainly answers my question, and I understand the difficulty of the situation with regards to a broker being involved in acting on behalf of a principal. And again, I might not be using the correct terms, but you understand what I'm saying. But to me, that would be a concern, and there should be a way to be able to evaluate the solvency of whomever is going to eventually have this particular lease, and supposedly is going to produce royalties and benefits, if you will, for our state. So I would encourage that issue to be given some thought. And my thinking is that maybe there's a way that, and I understand the broker doesn't want to divulge who it is that he's working for various reasons that we don't need to discuss, but it would seem to me that there might be a way that that broker somehow would be held responsible, or that broker somehow would guarantee in a confidential methodology of some nature that whomever that eventual lease is going to go to, that lessee is solvent and able to produce based on insolvency. So I would encourage that.
And I believe the presentation we're going to give in legal and title will address that and give you some level of comfort as well as to what industry has suggested, their suggestions as well as staff and other members, that we've come up with a vehicle that I think can satisfy all parties. But that's will be discussed more in legal and title.
Any other questions? Thanks, Emil.
Thank you, sir.
Motion and second to adjourn this committee meeting. Motion by Sandals, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor? Any opposed? Meeting's closed. Thank you.
I'd like to call roll the audit committee. Mr. Lambert? Mrs. Smith? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Hyde? With myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Newman. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well.
Thank you.
Good
morning to our designee.
This morning, I have with me Talitha Shorter. She is the Royalty Reporting Audit Manager, and she is going to present the agenda on behalf of the Mineral Income Division. Talitha?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. We have one item on the agenda this morning. Staff report to the committee that the election for November 2014 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you. Any discussion from the committee? There's no action required on this, so we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Bondell. Gaines.
Good morning.
Call to order the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. Designate Mr. Bowman Tech and Mr. Bondell as presenters this morning. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Briette, Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders,
present.
Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein, Mr. Hike. Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Mr. Tech.
Good morning, sir. Item number one is a request by Chesapeake of Louisiana LP for a 1-month extension to negotiate for operating agreements on title disputed acreage in section 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 23, and 24 in township 14 North, range 12 West in Red River and DeSoto Parish, Louisiana. The authority was previously granted on May the 14th of 2014. And the acreage was deemed unavailable for leasing until November the 12th of 2014. The staff does recommend the 1-month extension because we are very, very close to having the operating agreements confected, so to present to the board.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Cordero, for the second. Any discussion by the public on this matter? Board discussion on the matter? Do we have any objection to the motion by the board? Hear none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number two is a request by Sunland Production Company, Inc. to negotiate with the staff for an operating agreement affecting a portion of expired state lease number 19459. Track number 39287, containing 214.271 acres in Caddo and DeSoto Parish, Louisiana, and to remove the acreage from commerce until February the 11th of 2015 or until the operating agreement is confected and agreed upon by the Mineral Energy Board. Staff does recommend that the operating agreement be negotiated with the party and that the acreage be kept out of commerce until February 11, 2015 or until the operating agreement is confected.
You've heard the report of Mr. Heck. What's the pleasure of the board?
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Cordero. Any public comment on this matter? board comment or discussion concerning the matter? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number three is a request by Hillcor Energy Company, Hillcor Energy 1 LP GCER Onshore LLC, Houston Energy LP, and various other companies for a 90-day extension of a previously granted authority to escrow funds attributable to state lease number 724, 21150, 21152, and 21157, situated in the Sibcarst RASUA unit in Four Island Dome Field in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. The staff does recommend that the extension be granted not for 90 days but for 180 days so that we can be sure we can negotiate this, if we can negotiate an operating agreement on this title disputed acreage.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to grant the extension.
The motion. Do I hear a second? Thank you very much. Ms. Hyde, is your second. Is there any public comment on this matter? Board comment or discussion on this matter? Hearing none, is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Hyde.
Okay, the next item is a report on the new lease form, but before we go into that, we have one executive session item we'd like to get out of the way.
I'm sorry, Mr. Seidman had stepped out, so I guess we'll go ahead with the new lease form presentation.
Okay.
Item number four is a report of the revisions to the proposed new lease form. Mr. Heck asked that I would present those to you. As you know, the staff throughout this year has been reviewing the existing state lease form to identify any revisions which may be warranted to more prudently manage and better protect the state's interest in state-owned lands and water bottoms subject to mineral leases. We initially identified 17 provisions to be revised within or added to the existing lease form. Recall that input from industry and interested parties on the proposed recommendations were requested. Written comments were solicited and a meeting conducted with interested parties this past June. Last month, 2 4-hour work sessions were conducted by staff to review all of the information gathered over the past year pertinent to the recommended revisions. The staff wishes to express their appreciation to Secretary Schultz, Chairman Arnold, Mr. Cordero, and Mr. Smith for their participation and input in these work sessions. The staff also wishes to express their appreciation to all of the individuals who thus far have provided input throughout this revision process. The industry representatives, landmen, brokers, attorneys, and other interested individuals should know that their comments and concerns have been received and given thoughtful consideration. As you shortly will hear, comments from these individuals external to the Office of Mineral Resources have significantly influenced the final recommendation revisions to the lease form. Indeed, the feedback from these interested parties has caused us to conclude that certain of the initial recommendation revisions are unworkable and in some cases simply not necessary. Our purpose today is to provide you a status report of our efforts and to seek your approval for the path forward. We will advise you in general terms of our recommendations for the 17 proposed provisions. For those that the board chooses to proceed with implementing, the staff and legal counsel will carefully review the wording of the revisions and additions proposed. We want to ensure that each provision is precisely worded in a manner that will clearly state all aspects of each provision. Throughout the rewriting process, we intend to work closely with the members of the public and industry who previously expressed an interest in this project. We fully expect and recommend additional feedback through this process, from which a revised draft of the proposed lease form will be provided to the board for consideration, comments, additions, deletions, and revisions as warranted. I now provide to you the staff's recommendation regarding each of the provisions that have been under consideration for either revision or addition to the existing lease form. The bonus clause, as you will recall, the issue was a process is needed for adjusting bonus and rental amounts when acreage calculation errors are timely discovered. Staff recommends that the board not proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. This provision is not likely to result in benefit to the state and would be cost prohibitive to administer. The rental clause. The issue is that the lessees do not pay rentals during years in which operations or production occurs across an anniversary date. Staff recommends that the board not proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. A historical review of all leases dating back over the past 10 years indicates that this provision is not needed to protect or further the state's interest. Deferred development clause. The issue, lessees pay no deferred development on acreage outside of an established unit during years in which operations or production occurs across an anniversary date. Staff recommends that the board not proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. A historical review of all leases dating back over the past 10 years similarly indicates that this provision would not provide an appreciable benefit to the state. Deed rights. The issue, leases are not being fully developed to all depths. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. The precise wording requires revision to clarify the timing of the release of deep rights and the definition of the depths to be retained. Bonding requirements. The issue is there is a need for security for the payment for damages caused the lessee and for performance of the lease obligations. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding a provision to address site restoration, but that any such requirement not extend to the royalty obligations. The precise wording of this provision requires revision. Offset issue. Language pertaining to the lessee's responsibility to protect lease premises from drainage for an offsetting well greater than 660 feet from the lease needs to be clarified. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. The precise wording requires revision to clarify the requirements when the offset well is drilled on an adjoining state lease. Royalty. Issue, current royalty provision is outdated and confusing. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. Staff does not anticipate a need to revise the wording of this provision as originally proposed. Single payor. Issue, it is difficult to determine if the state has been paid in full when there is more than one payor and those payors use different payment methodologies.
Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. Staff does not anticipate a need to revise the wording of this provision as originally proposed. Transfers and assignments of lease. Issue: the state needs to ensure that lease obligations are fulfilled when a lease is transferred to another party. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form, except that Section C, as originally proposed, be omitted at this time. The appropriateness of including Section C as drafted or with revisions will need to be evaluated after the board makes a decision regarding the proposed bonding requirements. Staff does not anticipate a need to revise the wording of the remainder of this provision as originally proposed. Unit plats. Issue: lessees are not providing survey unit plats to OMR in a timely manner, which are used to determine the state's royalty share. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. The precise wording requires revisions to include a provision to permit the lessee to obtain an extension of time to obtain the plat and include a notice requirement prior to imposition of a penalty. Lessee reporting. Issue: OMR staff needs information and data about lease operations to evaluate producing areas on leases. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. The precise wording requires revision to include language to maintain the confidentiality of information as allowed by law. Plugging and abandoning. Issue: lease premises needs to be restored after operations have ceased. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. The precise wording requires revision. Plans are to include language to permit the lessee to seek board approval for additional time for site restoration and to provide alternatives such as creating a site-specific trust account. Additionally, consideration needs to be given to the requirements imposed by the Office of Conservation. Force majeure and suspending events. Issue: because of developing court decisions defining force majeure, it needs to be treated separately and differently from suspending events. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. The precise wording requires revision to include language clarifying that the lease will not be subject to cancellation for failure to submit monthly reports. Environmental language. Issue: environmental requirements in current lease form do not meet current industry standards. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. The precise wording requires revision to include reference to legal citations relative to environmental concerns to ensure compliance with express law. The last three, general comprehension liability insurance. Issue is the state currently has no insurance to cover damage claims arising from operations on the lease premises. Staff recommends that the board authorize the staff to further study this provision. Staff perspectives on this issue remain diverse. Title disputes. Issue: the proper procedure for satisfying royalty payment obligations in the event of a title dispute is presently unclear. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. The precise wording requires revision to ensure that the
requirements within the lease form fully comport with existing board policy. And finally, the audit access rights issue. Lessee's audit rights were not fully and clearly defined in the current lease form. Staff recommends that the board proceed with adding this provision to the lease form. The precise wording of this provision, as originally proposed, is expected to remain substantially the same, but for clarifying language to ensure the confidentiality of information as allowed by law. This procedure, admittedly, has been ongoing for some time. The staff is committed to producing the best possible lease document, and we are willing to invest the amount of time required to do so. Our interest in getting this right since the terms and provisions of the lease form will control leasing obligations and responsibilities for years to come. We welcome any questions or comments you may have. Individual board members with questions, concerns, or feedback are encouraged to contact the staff. We are available to meet with you at our convenience. At your convenience, excuse me.
At our convenience. Okay, we still have one item in the executive session.
Thank you for the report, Mr. O'Meal.
Thank you, sir.
Just a second, Mr. Hart. We need to see if there's any board comments, and we also need a board action on this item.
Chair will entertain a motion for executive session.
So moved.
Oh, okay. Vote on which item? Are you referring to Mr. Emile's report here that he just gave?
Make a motion to accept staff recommendations.
Right. Well, you don't have to vote to approve now. It's the board's prerogative, but we do need some sort of action, whether it be approval, deferral, denial.
I believe that this action is just to authorize the staff to move forward with further development of the lease and come back to the board with revised language for those items that they have recommended that revised language is needed, and to not move forward with those actions that they have recommended not be included in the lease based upon their study of the action. So if people from the board have questions, they can bring those up now.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion or whatever motion the board deems appropriate.
Was that a motion, Mr.
Chair? Can you hear me?
I'll make a motion to accept board recommendations.
Second.
Heard the motion and heard the second. Is there any, I'm going to call on the board first. Any board member that has any question or comment concerning this report and the purpose of the motion that we're voting on here today? Public have any comment on this matter? Chair, personal privilege, I will contact the legal staff for my feelings about the matter. I have some strong feelings about the bonding requirement. And obviously, we had a substantial blowback from industry on this because it's expensive and it's there. And this is a fifth or sixth years here, and we've experienced some problems collecting our royalties, and bad folks have to be lumped with good folks, and so that I'll contact you specifically on those points.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I wasn't able to attend the session, but it's a matter of health reasons, and I'll be back with you shortly. Thank you. Any further comment?
I have a comment, and that is not exactly like yours, Mr. Sanders, but in a similar fashion, my thought has always been, you know, that the lessee should be solvent and or should be able to meet its obligations. And as you heard earlier, we don't have a procedure in place to evaluate that. That concerns me, which would lead me to think that, you know, something needs to be done either in the bonding requirement area and or in the initial application to acquire a lease from the state of Louisiana. You certainly wouldn't want someone like myself trying to apply to get a mineral lease just simply because I've registered with the Secretary of State. So if there is no safeguard in that regard, then, you know, we really ought to, I don't know if it should be done regulatory-wise or something should be included in the lease itself, or should it be done statutorily to require the lessee to prove their solvency and their ability to address the issues related to the lease. But something should be done. I don't know what the answer to that is, but to me, that's a concern. So, you know, in that regard, I kind of agree with you in that sense.
Sanders, one more point. And this remark is with due regard for the integrity of all legislators, representatives, or senators in Louisiana. But history teaches me, almost 80 years of age, that industry has a tremendous amount of influence in this state, and rightly so, but the state should have a tremendous amount of influence. I would like to see this final form contain the maximum protection to the state that doesn't require legislative action, that this board act boldly in that matter and adopt due proceedings that's going to protect, because these are 50, 75, or 100-year leases that we're dealing with potentially. How old is the oldest lease we have in the state of Louisiana that's still operating, maybe?
I think the earliest lease we have still in effect was 1930-something.
Yes, sir.
Or early, you know, late 20s, early 30s.
Maybe 100 is a long time. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Schutz?
Yeah, I would agree that the state needs to be protected, and I think that is one of the things that the staff will be looking at in the revised wording on the bonding agreement. We have to obviously look at what other states are requiring, what private landowners are requiring. We got a great deal of good public comment from industry on this issue regarding bonding, and taking a look at the revisions that are going on in the Office of Conservation as well. And so I think it's important that while we protect the state's interest, that we also don't discourage people from bidding on state lands. And so we have to balance that. And I believe that's what the staff will be doing during this time, and presenting some language to you to basically implement that.
Thank you. Anything further? We acted on this to the state. Chair will entertain a motion on the matter. Pardon me? Oh, we did. Thank you. Vote. I'm ready for a vote. All in favor of it? Any opposition? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay, the last item, again, is an item in executive session.
I'm making a motion to go to executive session.
For the motion. Do I hear a second for
okay, let me read executive session. It's prospective litigation after a formal demand with the Thibodeau family regarding title dispute acreage in Bayou Hebert Field in Vermilion Parish, Louisiana.
I make a motion to go to executive session.
I'm have I got to do?
I'll make a motion to come out of executive session.
Thank you for the motion. Do I hear a second? Who's second? Thank you, sir. Any objection? Hearing none, we're out of executive session.
Folks, Ryan Seidman, coming out of executive session, like I said, when we were in there, it was a briefing, and really would just like a motion from this board to authorize us to continue discussions with the Thibodeau family, but we do not have at this point an actual settlement or anything else that we can recommend action on. But
thank you, Mr. Seidman. The chair will entertain a motion. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment on the motion or objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for legal and title.
Thank you, sir. We have a motion to adjourn. Second. Any objection? Adjourn.
DACA Review Committee, Mr. Lambert.
Call the docket committed to order. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Sorry, Mr. Briette? Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert?
Yeah, here.
Mr. Sanders is present. Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein?
Here.
And Mr. Hike. Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present.
We have a quorum present, and I would call on Mr. Macy Dennis to make the staff presentation.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the November 12, 2014 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items 1 through items number 9. Please defer items number 10 through item 17. Approve item number 18. Item 19, approved, subject to the approval of the governor. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 3, and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the docket review committee.
Is there any board discussion? Any public comment? I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second. Mr. Sanders, is there any objection? No objection. So ordered. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this committee. Mr. Sanders makes a motion. Mr. Arnold seconds. The committee is adjourned.
Thank you.
I think we need to go back and reconvene a nomination and track committee.
Yeah, I just need a motion to second to reopen the nomination and track committee.
Move.
Mr. Segura, a second by Mr. Arnold. Go ahead, Mr. Arnold.
Earlier, we reported that staff recommended under item B that they withdraw tracks 44091 and 44092 situated in Concordia Parish, Louisiana, due to incorrect advertisement, and we inadvertently omitted a motion and a second to accept that recommendation.
So okay. Move staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment on this item? Comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to call the order our regular meeting in lease sale. Have roll call, please.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Burriette? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein? Mr. Hike? Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present in a quorum.
Thank you, ma'am. I'd like to accept a motion to approve the October 8, 2014 minutes. Move by Mr. Klein, second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or discussion from the board? Any comments or discussion from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Item 2 is a committee recommendations approval and adoption. And to approve the lease review committee, the nomination and track committee, the audit committee, legal and title controversy committee, and the docket review committee. Do you have a motion to approve those items?
I'll move.
Moved by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Lambert. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none. Those committee reports and recommendations are approved. I need a motion to go into executive session.
Please.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the public or the board? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're in executive session. Thank you.
Next month, and Division of Administration has been working on the Wi-Fi service for us. So would you please let one of the staff know if you've tried to access the Wi-Fi in this room and you haven't been able to? We're determined to get it working efficiently for you. And finally, today the total is $268,074.15, and that includes the exclusive geophysical agreement. And that brings our fiscal year-to-date total to just over $4.7 million.
Thank you. Yes?
I'll repeat Mr. Sanders' comment. He would like that once you've logged into the Wi-Fi, it should stay logged in. It should not unlock you, kick you out, and then you have to re-log in. If that's what we're working on, that is a problem, and I'm sure, I know it is an annoyance for everybody. We're trying to get the computer staff to fix it where once you log in, when you come in here, the next month it logs you in automatically and stays logged in as long as you're here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? I need a motion to adjourn, please.
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Klein. Any comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned.